Instead, he gave the shuttle a small kick of thrust while it was hidden behind the Santiago, just enough to push it up to 100 meters per second relative to the flotilla, and then turned the engines off. With the cabin lights dimmed and maintaining strict comms silence, they fell backwards away from the mothership. Sky watched the hull slide by like a grey cliff. He had taken measures to conceal his own absence from the Santiago, and in the current atmosphere of paranoia, very few people would ask awkward questions anyway. But there was no way that the departure of a small ship could ever be completely concealed from the other vessels. But Sky knew from experience that their radar scans were focused on detecting missiles moving between ships, rather than something falling slowly behind. In fact, now that the race was on to strip mass from all the ships, it was common for surplus equipment to be discarded. Junk was usually sent drifting forward, so that the flotilla would never run into it while decelerating, but that was a minor detail. "We'll drift for 24 hours, Sky said. "That'll put us 9,000 kilometers behind the last ship in the flotilla. Then we can turn on engines and radar and make a dash to the Caluche. Even if they notice our thrust flame, we'll still get there ahead of any other shuttle they send after us."
"What if they do send something?" Gomez said. "We might still only have a few hours of grace, maybe a day at best."
"Then we'd better use our time wisely. A few hours will be enough to get aboard and establish what happened to her. A few hours more will give us the time we need to find any intact supplies she's carrying. Medical equipment, sleeper berth parts, you name it. We can fit enough aboard the shuttle to make a difference. If we find too much to bring back, we'll hold her until the Santiago can dispatch a larger fleet of shuttles."
"You're talking as if we'd go to war over her?"
Sky Houseman answered, "Maybe she'd be worth it, Gomez.
Or maybe she was cleaned out years ago by one of the other ships. Considered that, haven't you?"
"Yes, and I'd regard that as reasonable grounds for war as well." Norquinco, who had barely spoken since the departure, was examining a bewilderingly complex general schematic of one of the flotilla ships. It was the kind of thing he could get lost in for hours, his eyes glazed, ignoring sleep and food until he had solved some problem to his satisfaction. Sky envied him that single-minded devotion to one task, while flinching from the idea of ever allowing himself to become that obsessive. Norquinco's value to him was highly specific, a tool that could be applied to certain well-defined problems with predictable results. Give Norquinco something complicated and arcane, and he was in his element. Coming up with a plausible model for what the Caluche's internal data networks might be like was exactly that kind of problem. It could never be more than an educated guess, but there was no one Sky would rather have doing the guessing. He replayed what little they knew about the ghost ship. What was clear enough was that the Caluche must once have been an acknowledged part of the flotilla, built and launched with the other ships from Mercury orbit. Her construction and launch could never have been kept secret, even if she must have once had some more prosaic name than that of the mythical ghost ship. She would have accelerated up to cruising speed with the other 5 ships, and for a time, many years perhaps, she would have travelled with them. But something had happened during those early decades of the crossing to Swan. As political and social upheavals racked the home system, the flotilla had become steadily more isolated. The home system had become months, and then years, of light travel time away, until true communication became difficult. Technical updates had continued to arrive from home, and the flotilla had continued to send reports back, but the intervals between these transmissions had become longer and longer, the messages increasingly desultory. Even when messages from home did arrive,